This episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast is brought to you by the Find Food Freedom membership. If you are ready to walk away from diet culture, find food freedom, and enjoy your life again, you can learn more and sign up at findfoodfreedommembership.com. Don't forget to use code IWANTFOODFREEDOM for 3 months completely free. Welcome to the Find Food Freedom podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Find Food Freedom. Find Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Find Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. More specifically, the Fuck Diet Culture Friday segment of the podcast. So today we are going to do a deep dive into Optavia. And honestly, I fucking hate this word. I can't tell you how many times I did videos on this where I would say Optavia because I don't fucking know. I don't know. What does Optavia even mean? Did somebody make it up? I should probably know what that word means. But like, I can't tell you how many people came into the comment section. Like, this was over a year ago when I did my first kind of review on it, and people were like, you're not even saying it right. How can you know what it is if you can't pronounce it? I'm like, okay, first of all, it's one of the worst diets, and it truly is, and we're going to talk about why. So it's Optavia, not Optavia. Fun fact. Okay, so Fuck Diet Culture Friday, let's get into it. As always, we're going to lay the ground rules. We're going to lay the disclaimers because if this is your first Fuck Diet Culture Friday, it's important to know like what the purpose of these are. Here at Find Food Freedom, we are anti-diet culture, not anti-human beings who diet. So if you are currently doing Optavia, if you are an Optavia coach, or Optavia, whatever the fuck it is. I honestly don't even care. Anyways, there's no hate or shade to you. The point of this is that we are anti-diet culture. We are anti-programs that preach intentional weight loss and tell people that they're not good enough and their body's not good enough. And so we're going to break down why we are very anti-Optavia. And again, I want to stress if you're currently on it, if you're a coach for it, you do not need to feel guilt and shame. I just want to create curiosity around it. But when I speak very negatively about the program, we are not speaking negatively about the people that are doing the program. Here at Find Food Freedom, if you're listening to this, chances are you have an extensive diet culture history. You've dieted for many years and you want to walk away from that, or you're curious of what a life of food freedom could look like. And it's important to know that we all have a diet history, right? Like that's why we're here. That's why we want to find food freedom. So you are not alone in your desires, and it's okay if you've tried this or if you've done any other diet and spent 20 years of your life dieting, because you're here now for a reason, and that's what's most important. So I invite you to get curious of how you ended up on this episode and just keep an open mind. All right, so let's get into the three biggest reasons why we are just like hell to the no when it comes to Optavia. Okay, let's get into some of their extremely problematic language on their website. A better way to a better you. That's like how I envision someone reading their ad. Okay. I can promise you that eating 800 calories per day ain't gonna lead to a better you. It's gonna lead to a very fucking hungry version of you. When we look at caloric values, Optavia is telling people to eat 800 to 1,000 calories a day. A two-year-old needs a minimum of 1,200 calories per day. An adult needs a very, very, very bare minimum of about 1,330, like a little over 1,300, just for the organs to function properly. So I'm talking heart, brain, lungs, like all of the organs that exist in our body. We need a baseline of just over 1,300 calories for the organs to function. That's not keeping into mind any of our other needs. So when you put somebody on an extreme calorie restriction, such as Optavia, it is extremely dangerous. It is not a better you. It's a hungry, starving you where your organs are not going to function as they should. This is like, it is wild to me that this is marketed as like a health program when it's literally a prescription for an eating disorder. I can't tell you how many of our clients have sat with us and told us that like this started their eating disorder. It's mind-boggling. They talk about their scientifically manufactured fuelings, aka like fucking supplements like bars and shakes that are so expensive that they want you to buy, which is a part of their program. Now, that gets into part number two. So point number one, we are not a fan of Optavia for its extreme calorie restriction and literally a prescription for an eating disorder. Number two, not a fan because they, again, straight from their website, easy sustainability for a healthy lifestyle. Excuse me, what? Okay, can we talk about the amount of privilege that it takes to just fork out $442 for 140 servings of garbage? So again, these are their air quotes, scientifically manufactured, whatever the fuck, their fuelings, they call them, right? Their bars and their shakes. What have you taught me if I come to you and you say you can only eat 800 to 1,000 calories per day, and the majority of those should be coming from these fuelings? So what happens when I don't have these fuelings anymore? What happens when I run out of these bars and shakes? Now what? What did I learn? All you taught me is to forego pleasure and satisfaction from food and listening to my hunger cues and respecting my fullness. And it is extremely problematic because then what? I buy more? No. Big, big hell no for us. The fact that they even have those two taglines on their website, a better way to a better you and easy sustainability for a healthy lifestyle, that's a load of shit. And that's why, like, I mean, the words healthy lifestyle, there's nothing like inherently wrong with those, right? But the way that diet culture just takes them and twists them, and then like these kind of programs will be like, we're not a diet, we're a healthy lifestyle. You're literally prescribing 800 calories a day and almost $500 of garbage to eat. Like, what do you mean you're a healthy lifestyle? Absolutely not. Okay. So point number three, why it's a big no-no for us is they really prey on the insecurities of diet culture and people who are in diet culture who want to lose weight. And they talk about this community of like-minded people. Literally, these community members of like-minded people and coaches are just going to encourage you to continue to starve yourself and spend money on their products. Optavia is basically an MLM, a multi-level marketing scheme, where the coaches make money and become like these top, you know, earning whatever, because to be a part of Optavia, you have to buy bundles of these air quotes, scientifically manufactured fuelings. And then you buy all this shit. I can't tell you how many people I have worked with that have bought hundreds of dollars of this shit. And then they're like, oh my God. Then they come to us and they're like, holy shit, I got scammed. Like, how do I get rid of this? And then they're like, but I feel bad like selling it to someone because that means that they're going to do it. So like any MLM, like huge red flag, absolutely not. Like if you're getting messages from that girl in high school who's like, hey, girly, haven't seen you in a while. You're doing great. Do you want to do a healthy transformation and be a top earning boss babe? Red flag. Red flag for us. There is nothing wrong with women wanting to genuinely improve their health. There is nothing wrong with women genuinely wanting to earn money and have a thriving business and career, but it ain't with an MLM. It is not with fucking Optavia. I can tell you that. So let's review. One, we do not support any diets that really promote intentional weight loss. And that is written all over their website, including their baseline foundation to their program, which is 800 to 1,000 calories a day, which is a very, very, very dangerous amount of calories. Starvation, truly. It is not easy sustainability for a healthy lifestyle, as they say. So point number two, hell no to any program that is making you buy in hundreds of dollars of products. If we want to genuinely improve our health, there are so many things that we can do. When we look at the determinants of health, right? These are the things that actually impact our health. This is where you can focus. So if you're someone who's like, I genuinely want to improve my health, I promise you, spending $442 on 140 servings of garbage from Optavia is not going to impact your health. But if you want to increase the variety of nutrients you eat, look at your hydration, increase your hydration, work on sleep hygiene and getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep, work on stress management and getting access to mental health, like therapy and support, work on moving your body in ways that feels good. Maybe for some of you, it's working on rest and allowing yourself to rest instead of focusing on movement. These are just a few things that you can focus on to improve your health, impact your health in a positive way. And please note, everything that I just mentioned is uncoupled from changing your body size. So big hell no to any company that's saying you have to buy these shakes and these products to be healthy. No, you don't. No, you freaking don't. And then again, that third point, the community. It actually enrages me that their website says warm, like-minded people. To use the terminology warm or like inviting, right? When literally your company, this company, right, is just extremely fat phobic, they're anything but warm. They're going to, air quotes, compliment you on your intentional weight loss and encourage you to keep going. That isn't warm. That's weight stigma, fat phobia at its finest. So here to remind you that you can find a community of people who think you're enough just as you are. just as you are. And you do not have to change your body intentionally to genuinely improve your health. If you want to work on your health, great. But please note that health is not a moral obligation, and you do not owe working on your health for anyone. And working on your health can be completely uncoupled from changing the size of your body. So if you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy I listened to this episode of Fuck Diet Culture Friday, because I'm currently thinking about doing Optavia, or I'm have, you know, a closet full of Optavia supplements and I wanted to get rid of them, and now I definitely am going to get rid of them. I needed that permission. Please know you do not need our permission, but we are giving you that permission if you feel that's what you needed. If you're a coach, I can't tell you how many coaches of Optavia have come and become clients of ours, and then they're sifting through the guilt and the shame of coaching people and causing harm. You cannot do better until you know better. So if you are listening to this episode and you're like, oh my gosh, I needed to hear this, I'm so glad I'm hearing this, please know that you're not alone. We have worked with hundreds of clients that have been on Optavia in the past. Optavia, whatever the fuck it is. I swear to God, I can't say it right no matter what I do. But it doesn't matter, because I'm not giving them the respect of even saying their name right. All right. So if you're someone who's like, I'm ready to ditch the bullshit, I'm ready to walk away from this, I want to find food freedom, I want to genuinely improve my health, but I've literally no idea how to do that, I want to invite you to just take advantage of our free resources. If you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you'll see we have a free training there. We have our membership. We have, you know, links to the different podcasts that we host. We have just so many different levels of support, from group to mastermind to one-on-one. Everybody is at a different stage in their journey. And so that's why at Find Food Freedom, we have a team of certified intuitive eating counselors and professionals who are here to meet you where you're at. And it's important to remember that everybody's journey is so different. So please head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, take what serves you and leave the rest. And I just invite you to get curious as you walk away from today's episode with this journal prompt. I invite you to write diets on the middle of a piece of paper, right? Grab a journal and just write the word diets. And then off of that word, just do a big flow chart. Every diet you've ever tried, just let it like burst off of there, right? Into all the different little sections. And just reflect on, how did those diets impact your relationship with food? How do they impact your relationship with your body? Have they gotten you what they've promised you? And you don't have to do anything with that information, but I invite you to get curious. And again, if you're looking for support, if you are looking to take that next step, just know that we're here for you at Find Food Freedom. So thank you for tuning in for this week's Fuck Diet Culture Friday. And we will see you next week for another bullshit diet breakdown. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true, because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.